This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gold. In our study of Jesus Christ in Romans 8, we've seen that he died for our sins. In his death, he dealt with the sin problem, thus freeing us from condemnation and opening the door for us to live victorious over sin. This truth is stated another way in Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus who died. We who believe in Jesus don't need to fear the judge who condemns. He's on our side. In addition, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. Again, you have the Trinity involved here. Jesus Christ is raised from the dead by God the Father through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Christ was resurrected from among the dead. God the Father sent Jesus on this mission. Jesus Christ carried out this mission by laying down his life for his own. The Holy Spirit enabled him to fulfill his mission. God the Father raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus Christ took his life back again. The Holy Spirit quickened or restored his body, only now to be immortal. What enabling power is ours through the triune God's activity in our lives? What stabilizing assurance is ours for time and eternity? We have reason to praise our triune God for his active involvement in three distinct persons working in perfect harmony, providing for our salvation. Take time to worship and praise him today. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.